This is Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna on your flagship station of the Jacksonville Jaguars. News Talk Radio WOKV. To join Brian Sexton, Jeff Lagerman, and Vic Ketchman, dial 355-NFL-1. That's 355-6351. Outside the Jacksonville calling area, dial 1-800-355-NFL-1. Jaguars This Week is brought to you in part by Prudential Network Realty, Ticket Exchange, and by the Jacksonville Transportation Group. Now, here's the voice of the Jaguars, Brian Sexton.
Good evening. Welcome inside Jaguars Central, inside the stadium. Brian Sexton, along with Vic Ketchman, Jeff Lagerman, Joe Fortunato. Full house tonight for Jaguars This Week. You can join us. The phone number, as it has been for 15 years, 355-NFL-1. 355-6351. We embark on an hour conversation with the Jaguars and the National Football League front and
it's
center.
Brian Cushing.
Looks like him, doesn't he?
That guy's too natural.
If you haven't heard, by the way, Brian Cushing retained the Associated Press Defensive Rookie of the Year Award that he won after the 2009 season, despite the revote today. He went from what I think he had 39 first-place votes to 18. His competitor, second place in the original vote, was 6, and today it was 17. So, obviously, a lot of folks changed their vote, but some folks elected not to, and so as a result, he holds on to an award.
I think they all should have changed their vote.
Yeah, I think there's a terrible message in that, and I think the message is obvious that the members of my esteemed profession have decided that...
Maybe it's not so esteemed.
No, it's not. That's not what the message is. The message is that they think this is the standard. Oh, everybody does it.
You know,
they're all on it.
Since you say that, I heard John McClain on ESPN a couple of hours ago as I was sitting here, and he was explaining why he voted for Cushing the second time around as well. His explanation was, and this goes to what you're saying, well, I voted for Julius Peppers back in 2002, and we knew he had tested positive as well. Mm-hmm. So what was I going to do after I had voted for him, now not vote for Brian Cushing? And the other thing that he said that alarmed me.
What would you have done, Vic?
That's John McClain,
by the way.
I
would have pulled my vote. There's no way I would have voted for him again.
I was going to get mad at it if you didn't say that.
If I go off here, I mean, I can really go off.
Go ahead.
Because this guy is getting a 4-game suspension for defrauding the game. All right? The other guy got a 6-game suspension. He's guilty of nothing. He's been convicted of nothing. He hasn't even been charged.
Roethlisberger.
Just talking about Ben.
This guy's guilty. He's not innocent. You know, you're innocent until proven guilty, and he's been proven guilty. Guilty of cheating his employer, cheating the game we cover, cheating the fans. But you know what? Most people don't see it that way. Hey, you know, that's what you got to do to win, man.
Well, Brian,
I don't see it that way.
Brian, you'd asked me earlier what I thought about it, and you know, my comment was this: I don't have a problem with guys trying to do things in a legal fashion to get better physically, and I'm talking over the counter things that are okay. But I also understand that certain companies that have over the counter stuff, for example, StarCaps, have things that aren't strictly regulated by the FDA.
Do you know what this guy tested
like
positive for?
Well, that's what we don't know for sure.
No. Yeah, we do.
Nobody knows. It's a confidentiality thing. We don't know for sure. I'm not defending the
for
guy.
For sure, you're right. Right.
But we don't know
it's
for sure.
It's been leaked that he tested positive for a fertility drug, which is a human growth hormone.
Well, the same thing that Manny Ramirez tested positive for, right?
Yeah.
Right. HCG.
It's a growth hormone. It's what you know women take when they want to get pregnant.
What does that do?
I'm assuming he didn't want to get pregnant.
Well, what that does is it actually stimulates your body to produce more of your own testosterone.
Jeffrey, do you remember last year at
From
draft
what I
time
hear, I
when
am
I
not
walked,
taking it.
I walked in this room last year at draft time with 2 pictures. Remember that?
Yeah, you did.
A picture of Matt Cushing as a freshman
Brian.
At USC, Brian Cushing as a freshman at USC, and Brian
you
Cushing
right.
as a senior at USC, and the difference was grotesque.
If you want
to see it. We laughed about it. It's not as though this is a surprise.
If you want to see it, by the way, you can Google Brian Cushing before and after.
And you'll find it.
And you'll find it.
You know, the one thing, though, that I wish happened in this process, if he's going to defend himself vehemently, then, hey, look, you need to go ahead and tell the league, go ahead and release what I tested positive for, And I'm going to have an explanation for that.
Well, he can come out now, can he not, and admit
he can say what he
what
tested positive for.
Right. And evidently his people are saying he's going to talk to the media.
He could come out and say that I tested positive for anything, but until the league says this is what we detected.
You're true.
You don't know.
See, this is a really big deal.
But I agree with you in that he should have not have received the Rookie of the Year regardless.
Because he would have missed four games.
Because any time, right. it should have been one of those, you know, well, let him keep it
good.
If we find out that what he took was not intentional and that it wasn't with the idea of taking something on purpose to benefit his body.
He tested positive. That is a conviction.
But
period.
I mean, but like I said, Vic, there are guys who test positive because supplements are not governed by the FDA. It's considered like a food.
I
so
got you.
They don't strictly govern
if he
what's
tested
in those.
Positive for nose spray, which is what is it? Ephedrine. If he had tested positive for that, that's one thing. If he tests positive for a fertility drug, that's another thing.
I agree.
You know, if he failed the test for Sudafed, okay, which
right.
is off the
over the counter,
off the counters, off the shelves, I can forgive him. But you know, from what I understand, this was a hormone.
There's
a
no mistaking.
Hormone.
You know, I mean, Tony Gonzalez was on a show I was listening to earlier today, and he was talking about because Brian Cushing originally said that he didn't know what he was taking. And remember, they've established this clearinghouse now. And the burden of proof is on the player. They've got to submit what they're taking to the NFL, who approves it or disproves
it. Hey, they ripped this whole industry, sports writers I'm talking about, and fans, all of us, we ripped Bill Belichick for cheating. Ripped him. I mean, wanted to take away their Super Bowl titles, wanted to bar him from the Hall of Fame sometime, just ripped him. Belichick cheat on and on and on, and what he did in
asterisk.
No way, shape, or form even approaches what this guy did. What?
Asterisk.
Asterisk.
Asterisk. Yeah, who did that?
I don't know.
Yeah. That maybe, was insensitive.
Maybe you should put an asterisk.
Cheated in one
name.
Game. It was the fact.
As far as we know.
Just in one.
It was only one.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Maybe you should put an asterisk after every story you write involving the Texans.
But, I mean, you know, this we've got to look harsher, more harshly. At these performance-enhancing convictions, because it is horrible cheating, and we've come to accept it as a part of the game, and it's not. It shouldn't be part of the game, and we should not accept it.
But I will say this: the NFL has the most stringent performance-enhancing drug testing program of all the major
they
sports.
They do,
by far.
Absolutely,
you can't get away with it. The only thing that I wish that they would do is that. The way the program works now, you have a window that you could be tested. In other words, from May until training camp, beginning of the season, they could come and knock on your door at any time. Mr. Vic Ketchman, will you take us to the bathroom and produce us a urine sample?
If they come at night, I can give them samples on it.
Okay.
And
if you're clean... On that once-a-year test.
You're clean for the rest of the year.
You're okay. Hey, I got my test out of the way. I was clean. I can take a little more. I can take some of this. With the drugs of abuse, cocaine, marijuana, that's you know.
Random if you test positive.
Well, no, let me correct myself. It's opposite. Performance-enhancing drugs, they can test you at any time, any of the year. And I like that. I wish the drugs of abuse, marijuana, cocaine, and all those were at the same standard. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we hear about, you know, Santonio Holmes, he's got a marijuana in his car. Well, the reason he's got marijuana in his car is he tested positive that one time a year, and he knows that the only next test he's got is next year, unless there's reasonable cause or suspicion.
It only takes one positive test for performance-enhancing drugs to get a four-game suspension.
That's right.
It takes three. For the recreational stuff.
I think it's 3-1, it's confidential.
You're in the program. Two, they tell you, don't do this again.
Two, they dock you four checks, right? Yeah. And three, they actually, you miss the games.
Yeah, I don't know the exact, but I wish that the drugs of abuse were the same standard, and I understand why it's not. You know, the union, the league negotiate that, and performance-enhancing drugs go to the integrity of the game.
Right.
And and I agree that that should be year round. I mean, they could call you up in February and you're in New Zealand. If they got a guy that can get there, you got to produce a urine sample.
We're accepting this now. That's what this statement from the sports writers is saying. It's saying that, what's the big deal? They all do it. And you know what?
No, they don't.
It's a very dangerous statement. That message
it's
is
a
very,
wrong
very
statement
dangerous.
Because
it's a wrong
they
statement.
All don't. Not all do. Okay, there are a lot of guys who work the behinds off to get where they are. Mm-hmm. And to have the attitude or the preconceived notion that, hey, they all do it, that's wrong.
Let's take a break. When we come back, more on this and whatever's on your mind this evening. Jaguars this week in early May here on News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on it.
To talk to Brian, Jeff, and Vic, dial 355-NFL1 or 1-800-355-NFL1. Now, back to Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna on News Talk Radio, WOKV.
Welcome back to Jaguars This Week. Brian Sexton, along with Jeff Lagerman, Vic Ketchman, Joe Fortunato, talking about...
So what do you think?
Well, I'm stunned.
It's a lot of selection there, Brian.
Yeah, well, I went to steroids.com. I didn't even know there was
I
a steroid.
I take the Winstrol or Winstrol. What's it called? Winstrol?
Winstrol V?
Yeah, Winstrol. I take Winstrol V. It gives me that ripped look, and I don't have to lift weights.
is that steroids for vanity? Is that what this...
Yeah, my wife likes it.
Steroids for physical appearance.
We had a guy, Vic, in college. You know, in Virginia is a very clean program.
Mm-hmm.
But you always had a few guys, you know, that would...
How could you tell?
Want to cheat. I'll never forget in that you would have a winter weightlifting program, and then you would, at the end of that, you would have a physical test, mm-hmm. you know, bench press max, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. We had one guy, and I'll leave his name out of it. And when he tested post-winter workouts, which mm-hmm. is a very intense regime that lasts for, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, whatever it is. And at the end of those winter workouts, he bench pressed 275.
Mm-hmm.
Break for summer, he doesn't. He goes back home, and then when you come back, you do the test again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do your physical test, you do your weightlifting test. He came back, and he bench pressed. He went from 275 to 385.
Oh, he worked hard.
That was. You figure, you know, first week of May, usually exams, and then you got June, July, and then usually reported sometime in August. So 3.5 months mm-hmm. approximately, he worked his tail off and increased his bench mm-hmm. by 110 pounds.
Hey, Coach, Johnny's taking steroids.
Well, you know, the thing about Brian Cushing is there's a report on Sporting News with unnamed general manager and an unnamed former player at USC who both talk about how it was well known that Brian came from New Jersey mm-hmm. to USC as a noted steroid user. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at the steroids.com, by the way. I don't see where you can buy it, but they tell you how to shoot it up.
All right,
choosing the proper needle.
Trust me, you can buy it right from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can go to Mexico.
You're going to shoot up something from
you don't
Mexico.
You just go to that site and you'll get all you want. I mean, they'll give you... I mean, it's just these are the sites the high school kids are using.
Meanwhile,
and that's the worst part because they don't have testing and all that stuff. So the high school kids can
some of the high schools have it.
Do they?
Yeah, some high school districts
do it.
Yeah, they have testing.
Just as an irony here now, they were just showing Ken Stabler and his off-season regimen of smoking mm-hmm. cigarettes, drinking beer, and playing pool.
NFL Network, where we've got up on television.
Right.
Well, you know, I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again because it's been a long time. When I first started covering the NFL, the locker room, the Steelers locker room, was the locker stalls. Each locker stall had a big bong-type ashtray.
A what?
A bong-type. You know, you open the door, and it had a bowl in it, you know? You know what I'm talking about. Like a bong. Don't tell me you don't know what that is.
Victor.
What?
How do I respond to that, Joe?
Joe would know.
Joe, please
if
help.
If I misspoken.
Why am I being brought in here?
Have I misspoken?
Well,
what is a bong type
bong,
ashtray?
Bong.
I know what a bong is, but where's the ashtray?
It had
part?
A big bowl at the bottom, so you open the door to let you know the and it would like the thing would fill up with ashes.
It's just an ashtray.
Yeah, but you know what a bong is.
Yeah,
you
know, it's not
a big
bad.
Bowl.
Joe knows what a bong is.
If you stuck a hose in this thing, I think it would look like that. Is what I'm trying to say.
Well, the hose that I'm thinking of is not related to an ashtray.
No.
Listen, you're going someplace where I haven't been. So I'm going to just say there was an ashtray, a big bowl-type ashtray.
For cigarette butts.
Yes, okay, yes.
That's better. Just okay. Say ashtray. Don't say.
And they all one. Smoked right in the locker room, you know, blah, 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 blah. In
smoked
fact,
cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Okay, because a bong has an association with
another. Yes, I know that, Jeffrey.
Smokeable.
I went to Kent State.
Well, I'm just making
it.
Sure, you know, you were saying that other word.
Okay.
Because
dirty
mean,
word?
Well, most people were starting to think, geez, the Pittsburgh Steelers were all smoking pot in the locker room.
If they had a bong in the locker room, I guess they
well,
were.
That was your point, was they were smoking.
Just anyhow, just let me finish the story.
All right.
Jack Lambert, the equipment manager, was instructed. We couldn't figure out why Lambert, at the end of the half, at the end of the first half, every game, as soon as the clock ticked off the final second, he sprinted off the field like Pete Rose on a walk to first base, you know? Sprinted like crazy for the locker room. I later found out the equipment manager was instructed to have a fresh pack of Terrytons opened and on Lambert's stool, fresh pack, with a lighter on top of the pack of Terrytons, with a fresh Terryton burning in the ashtray, all right? And Lambert would race in, and with his helmet on, would take the Terryton, put it to his lips, and with one drag, gone, you know? And then sit down and chain smoke through the rest of the halftime. Used to drive Noel crazy. You know, he's trying to give a pep talk, and there's a cloud of smoke.
Different
that's
world.
That's the way these guys were. I mean, it is... I think of Dwight White, L.C. Greenwood were chain smokers. And they eventually took the ashtrays away. But when I went back, I was here at that time, I looked in their locker and that facing board, and the holes had been puttied up where the ashtrays were.
Theoretically speaking, in the 2 minutes we have before we break for news here, Brian Cushing, you know, you've seen the picture before and after on the internet and whatever that's worth. What kind of a player could he be without steroids? I know it's theoretical. But are there enough substances out there that are legal that would allow him to stay big enough to be as good a player as he is?
Well, I've always been a big believer in that if a guy's an athlete, the guy can play. Steroids don't make a non-athlete into an athlete. That doesn't happen. You got to have talent to begin with, and clearly he's got talent to begin with. There are ways for anybody that has athletic skill to gain strength and to maintain strength to a certain level. But there's no question that steroids can give athletes a competitive advantage that you cannot reach without taking
them. If you go from 275 pounds to a 385-pound lift, I mean, that's a 25% increase in your strength.
33? Or more.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's like 40.
Okay. That, you know, makes you significantly stronger.
All right. We have to break for news here at the bottom of the hour. More to come on Jaguars This Week, only on News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on it.
To talk to Brian, Jeff, and Vic, dial 355-NFL-1 or 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now, back to Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna. On News Talk Radio, WOKV.
The second annual Jacksonville Backyard Barbecue Championships are Saturday at the Firefighter Tower there at I-10 in Stockton. For tickets and information, visit JAXBBQChampionships.com. That's JAXBBQChampionships.com or WOKV.com. The Jacksonville Backyard Barbecue Championships are a fundraiser for the Glenn Cook Memorial Scholarship for Daniel Kitts.
I blame the Texans on this. They knew. Don't tell me you didn't know.
Well,
you had to know.
Sporting News is
we talked about
it.
This a year ago, and they decided, well, we'll let him find a way to mask it, to hide it, and we'll use him. That was wrong. That was wrong.
Well, the message that you're sending is to these high school kids, and that's really the thing that has
just
to be
sent. Just don't
get
caught. That's the message.
Right, now it is. But the message that has to be sent is that's not the way you're not going to play at the next level if that's the way that you build your body.
It's the way it should be. This
3-5-5 NFL
is, this
one.
This is the ultimate cheating.
Well,
this is the ultimate cheating.
Hey, the league has the best testing program of all sports, as I said. But I think what needs to be accelerated is the appeal process. Because sometimes how can you test positive in a season, but then the appeal doesn't happen until, where are we at? We're in May.
Right.
We can't get that rectified quicker than that.
You're right.
Because if you cheat in a year, in a season, if possible, you should face the consequences at that moment, and so should your team.
What if they had won the Super Bowl?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean things need to happen faster.
What if they won the Super Bowl? Do we take it away? Can't.
No. I mean,
but it's tainted. Don't tell me. If the Patriots had won the Super Bowl the year that they cheated in one game.
Right.
All right. People wanted to take it away from them. This was a whole year. This wasn't one game.
Well, I just think if they would work the process faster and get it resolved quicker to where the punishment fits in the season in which the positive test happened, it would be better.
What about adding human growth hormone to the equation? They don't test for it now, and if you're going to have that baseline of no performance-enhancing drugs, do you think they have to find a way to test for that as well?
Yeah, and from what I understand, the only reason that is prohibiting that from happening is the cost. From what I understand, it's very expensive, and that the accuracy of testing for that is not refined. It's what I've been told.
Okay.
I don't know.
So
the
even if you spend
facts.
The money on a test, there's no way to know for sure whether or not it's accurate.
That's the way I understood it.
Okay.
And the union, at the time that these discussions were happening, were saying, "Hey, look, we're for it, but it needs to be accurate." And it needs to be the league's position. It has to be cost-effective.
We just got too much of this stuff. We got Sean Merriman, Roger Clemens, Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds.
Manny Ramirez.
You know, I mean, these are big names in professional sports. You know, Alex Ovechkin, there are major suspicions about him. I mean, come on, look at these guys in the NBA. Come on. I mean, you know, it looks like they've got a head on each shoulder. I mean, these guys are enormous. There's no way you're going to make me believe that they can play night after night after night and still lift enough weights to look like that. I'm sorry, I won't believe it.
TV just adds weight, though.
Yeah, 10 pounds.
TV adds weight.
It does.
Don't fall into that trap.
Look what it did to Tiger. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey.
Hey, real quick, and I don't want to spend the rest of the hour on this, although, if you want to talk about it, you certainly can weigh in on it. If you were Brian Cushing, what would you say if you speak to the media later this week, like reportedly he will do? Would you say, I'm guilty?
Well, I don't know what he did. I mean, but it depends on what he did, you know.
He wasn't trying to get pregnant.
If he knowingly, well, we don't know exactly what it was
that
he tested positive for. But it should come clean.
Yeah.
Whatever the truth is, that's what he should acknowledge.
He has a remarkable opportunity to change the game.
You're right. If he apologizes, comes clean, apologizes, and promises it won't happen again.
He now sets the standard.
Mm-hmm.
He has a chance to turn this into
something special. But if he denies.
Well, then he's just like everyone else.
He's like everybody else, just trying to get away with it.
355-NFL-1, 355-6351. Lee is in Ponte Vedra. Hello, Lee. Welcome to the show.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
Just on to the Jaguars here for the upcoming season. What are you looking forward to and why? And I'll take it off the air.
That's a very broad-based question. How about we just focus on, I don't know, OTAs?
Well, I will say this, in that, you know, the thing I'm awaiting to see the most is the reconstruction of the defense. I mean, that is clearly that's the number one theme going into the 2010 season.
Right there. You have not been with us since you watched some of those young defensive rookies on the first night of the minicamp. Thoughts on Alualu and, of course, you know, they're running around their underwear. D'Anthony Smith, Larry Hart.
Yeah, and really, it kind of ends with Lane, who I missed the second part of the mini camp. He got hurt.
Right.
But my first impressions is that Aluwalu is a very big, very strong, powerful man with great work ethic. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to watching him. The third-round pick, DeAnthony Smith, when I saw him, I had kind of the impression, same when I saw Richard Collier a couple years ago. And I was like, you know, if somebody told me that was a first-round pick, I'd say, hey, not a bad pick. He has those kind of skills really quick. You know, really quick, hardworking, got that small Warren Sapp type quickness and movement and athleticism. You know, from what the head coach told us on this show, he said, hey, look, if it wasn't such a deep draft, this guy could have popped in at the end of the first round.
Right.
And I can see that, and I understand why, because the guy is very athletic. He's got size. It looks like he's got it all. Larry Hart, the undersized pass rushing Terrence or Robert Mathis type. Very quick. One play really stuck out in my mind, and he was going against Eugene Monroe, and he came around the corner. In the strength in which he torqued his hips and got turned to the quarterback and left Eugene Monroe standing there going, whoa, what was that? You know, I couldn't stop it. It made me go, wow. So, and then Lane just kind of, big, strong, lumbering type.
Left end.
Rob Meyer at defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I watch defense for the most part.
Sure.
Because that, to me, that is the intriguing thing.
And I didn't mean to sidetrack you. I just wanted to get your opinion then. So your answer to Lee's question is the reconstruction of the defense.
Yeah, that's the number one thing. You know, it's the reconstruction of the defense. It's the rehabilitation of Aaron Kampman and Reggie Hayward. And then obviously, you know, the addition of everybody to reconstruct that defense. But to me, that's the number one theme heading into 2010. The second one is, and I'm going to put it on his head, is on offense. It's David Garrard getting back to the way he played a couple years ago and the continued progression of the rookie tackles, which will have an impact on that line.
I want to see if they can compete at the playoff level. I mean, can they contend? I'm not going to share Jack Del Rio's expectation for a division title, and I'm not going to share his expectation to make the playoffs. I just don't think it's realistic. I know that he has to say that to some degree because the fans won't allow him to get away with saying anything less.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, his butt's on the line. He's got to know it. You know, he's got to win or the fans will scream. But, I mean, to really think that should be the expectation is stupid.
You realize, I was just thinking about this yesterday, in fact, this will be Jack's eighth season here.
Yeah.
And Tom Coughlin was the coach for eight seasons.
Yeah. You know, let's not forget that when we get into the dead zone here coming up in a month or so, and then the preseason magazines come out with the predictions, all right, this team will be picked in every magazine to finish last in this division. So I just don't understand how anybody could realistically assign an expectation of winning the fans I'm talking about, not coaches, could assign an expectation of winning the division and or making the playoffs when everybody across the country is expecting you to finish last in your division. Go ahead if you want to fry the coach. I mean, that's the popular thing, but you know, don't expect me to agree that should be the expectation.
Let's break. More to come. Jaguars This Week rolls along here on a Wednesday evening in early May, only on News Talk Radio WOKV. Depend on it.
To talk to Brian, Jeff, and Vic, dial 355-NFL1 or 1-800-355-NFL1. Now, back to Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna on News Talk Radio WOKV.
Welcome back, Jaguars This Week, with one more segment, about 9 minutes left in the show. You played in the Jaguars sponsorship golf tournament yesterday.
Yeah.
I came out to MC the banquet like I always do. Loggy, you weren't there, but I thought we'd tell him. Somebody who played with Evan Britton said the guy hit the golf ball
360
yards.
Boy, is he big, Loggy.
Holy cow.
He's gotten bigger. He's whatever a lean
But
is,
he looks good.
He looks good.
He looks great. Yeah, he's not like big like Terrence Knighton. Did you guys talk about that last week?
Terrence is...
Yeah, we stayed away.
No, he's got it. He's got to get that belt that that you put around you. Oh, man.
I don't think he has a waist.
He is.
He goes
wasn't
chest
his waist I was talking
huge.
About.
I know.
His back, his rear end is just...
That's what I mean, but his body is so funky, it's like his chest is attached to his hips.
If somebody asked me how much I thought he weighed at minicamp...
You were being nice, too. You were being nice.
375?
I told someone 360.
I thought 375.
Yeah, he was
hefty. Oh, my. That was the thing coming out of Temple that was the rap, is he's going to have a weight problem. You're going to have to... Wow, he's got to get on this. He can't go to training camp like that.
No, because he in the first practice, he was hurting.
He makes Casey Hampton look like Twiggy.
He was
and
hurting.
That's saying something, because Hampton had an enormous weight problem the last 2 years.
Casey Hampton couldn't find pants to fit him.
They couldn't put him on the practice
Pot
field.
Pot Roast needs to not live up to the nickname. He needs a new lifestyle, and he needs a dietitian. And he needs a little self-discipline.
No more red meat, no more white bread.
There's a lot of no mores. No more ice cream, no more fast food, no more eating at 9 o'clock at night. You know.
Oh, yeah, he's too good of a player, and he's
very
too good,
good
of a
player.
Kid. He's a great guy.
You don't want that to become part of what we talk about when we talk about Terrence Knight. Yeah, he's a really good player. Boy, does he have a weight issue.
What is it about this place in EAD?
EAD. Eating all day.
Nope.
What?
Explosive ant disease.
Oh. Well, who before him?
I'll take it.
Okay. Right. I was curious. Did I miss someone? He's big. There's no doubt about it. 355-NFL-1. Let's grab a couple of phone calls. Bill joins us from the south side of town. Hello, Bill. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Listen, I think we had a great draft this year, and we got what we need to get to the playoffs. I don't think that the coach is unrealistic. But you know what? There's a difference between being realistic, being pessimistic, negative, defeatist. We're never going to sell tickets if our own people are so negative. And I'd like to ask Vic, where did he get that information that all the papers out there are going to say we're dead last in the NFL? Who told him that we're going to be all dead last in all the magazines and articles?
This is Bill?
Bill on the south side.
Bill, would you like to bet?
I'd like to get a posse and surround the station, you know, and talk about it later.
Bill, just answer the question. Do you want to bet?
Sure, I'll bet.
Okay, how much?
Oh, I don't know.
I'll bet you, I'll tell you what, I'll bet you let's see.
How about an Ask Vic mug?
An Ask Vic coffee mug. There you go.
Okay,
you better give
you
him
go.
Two in case he puts one in the dishwasher.
What do I get when I win?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. Well, listen.
Bill Rules mug.
Huh?
That doesn't prove. That doesn't mean anything. Whether you're right or not, it's not whether
Bill,
you're right.
Bill, it's what I said. It's not whether you're right.
You're optimistic or not.
Well, if Bill.
You're negative all the time, Vic.
Okay, Bill. See you, buddy.
I don't care whether you're right or not. You need to show a little darn respect and a little hope, man. You got to sell some tickets here.
Okay,
don't we?
Bill, please. You're going to make me cry here. Your positivity is just so negative.
Kiss it, buddy.
Joe, I hope you got that.
What'd he say?
Kiss it, buddy.
Hey, Joe, I ain't going to kiss it, buddy.
Kiss his pot roast.
And you're not getting your ass fit coffee, buddy. And by the way, we'll keep a watch on this, and I'll be counting. And I promise you, I'll be right. They'll all pick this team for fourth place.
Yeah, I think Bill misconstrued it and that you were being negative on your outlook.
He's being realistic. That's what's going to happen.
No, Bill is full of himself.
I think
obviously, Bill owns a donkey.
Mm-hmm. Bill needs to take a chill pill.
All right. Well, just wait and see. 355-NFL-1. 355-6351. Aaron joins us now from Mandarin.
You're going to have to kiss Bill's noble steed.
That probably won't happen. And he's not getting his ass with coffee.
For all those people that saw Shrek, you know what I'm talking about.
He's not going to get an ass with coffee mug that you can't put in the dishwasher because all the words will wash off. Do you know that?
Yeah, no, I was going to say you need to send him two. One that he can put on his desk and the other he can put in the dishwasher.
You can't put him in the dishwasher.
No, I found that out.
All the words go away.
Oh, yeah. They mean nothing.
How come I don't have one of those? You gave me a hard time about not giving you a bobblehead.
You got one coming.
All right.
Yeah, but you got to make sure that none of the words are actually in your coffee when you're drinking it. You don't, you know, your tongue doesn't push some of them over and into it because they might be toxic.
The great thing is, if you cheer for the team, then you're a cheerleader. You're a shill. Okay.
You're what?
You're a shill. You know what a shill is?
No.
That's homer.
That's a homer for the team. A media homer.
Okay.
If you're too positive. Optimistic for the team, then you're a homer.
Okay.
If you are too realistic, then you know you're just.
Come on, how about some of the home spirit?
Then you're a noble steed.
I mean, you know, let's look at it. The Indianapolis Colts,
Joe,
are obviously going to be picked to finish first in the division again,
without a doubt.
Oh yeah.
Do you have any doubt the Texans will be picked to finish second?
Well, they finished 8-8 last year.
Well, you know, I mean, they're coming off the Matt Schaub great year.
Oh, yeah. No. They're absolutely.
Okay, now. So that comes down to the Jaguars or the Titans. Who would you expect to be picked for third?
Jeff Fisher.
Chris Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think this team has become fashionable.
Jaguars.
To beat up on the Jaguars.
Yeah, that's right. And the Jaguars are clearly going to go into this season under the radar.
And, you know,
and that's not a bad thing.
And, hey, you know what? As far as most writers are concerned, they're like, you know what? I'm not going to offend anybody because there's nobody going to the games. So there's obviously not a lot of fans.
Jeff, you're so negative.
I'm just saying.
Kiss it, Jeff. Kiss it.
Attitude of a lot of writers.
Absolutely. Well, that's the truth. You're talking about a team that lost its last four
right?
games of the year.
It's not
they're
right.
going to base it on that.
You know, yes. The one thing to remember is it's a lot better to be picked last, okay,
and
going into a season
higher.
And finish higher than it is to be picked high and not finish where you were picked.
The only point I'm trying to make is that you know, the coach is on the hot seat, and I think that you got to be fair to a guy. And to expect him to win the division is not being fair. Because nobody else is going to have that expectation, Bill.
And I thought you made that point quite clearly. Let's grab Aaron real quick. Aaron, we're down to about the last 90 seconds, so fire away.
All right, I'll try to make it quick. It was tough to follow that last caller.
Yeah, we tried to give you some separation.
With Jack Del Rio on the hot seat, what do you think would happen to Dirk Koetter? Because I think he's a great coach, and I'd hate to see him leave.
Well, I don't know what you mean. He's attached to the head coach. I think that goes unsaid.
Yeah, I agree. I just think, though, you know, if he were to end up in a different position with, you know, offensive coordinator, another team, you know, it could really come back to bite us because I think he's a great mind. He did wonders in Arizona State.
Well,
and,
let me just add to this, Aaron. I know we talked about, you know, the things that we're looking forward to this year, and I will add on top of the defensive reconstruction – is I want to see what this offense is going to look like without Kennedy Pohl, without Mike Tice, to where Dirk Koetter, it's his show.
And we will leave it at that. Thanks to everybody for calling, especially you, Bill, enlightening our program this evening. Back next Wednesday night with more Jaguars This Week.
This has been Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna, on your flagship station for Jaguars football, AM 690 and 106.5 FM. News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on it.